Today's Amud is Chagiga Chavav Amud Beis. We're holding on Chavav Amud Aleph by the second to last Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud, Mishaver HaRegel. So says the Mishnah that Mishaver HaRegel, we mentioned previously that Chazal, even though typically we consider an Amud Aretz to be Tameh, during the Regel, Chazal, they took back this Gzeira, they were Mako on the Tumah of an Amud Aretz, that everyone is like a Chavar during the Regel, everybody is Becheskas Tar. So says the Mishnah, the Misha Avar HaRegel, that once the Regel was over, and now retroactively we look back at the fact that the Amud Aretz touched things, and now those things all are now Becheskas Tameh, they need Tefillah. So now in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Amud Aretz, they walked around, they touched things. So Misha Avar HaRegel, once the Regel was over, Mavirin Altaras Azara. So now they had to be Metayer, everything that was in the Azara, because during the Regel it was fine, everything was Becheskas Tar, even though an Amud Aretz touched it. However, once the Regel ends, so then retroactively we look at the fact that the Amud Aretz touched it, and now everything requires tefillah. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishavra Rega, Mavira and Altaris Azara, that once the Rega was over, so then they're Matire everything in the Azara. They bring everything into the mikvah. Now, Avra Rega Liyoim Shishi, let's say Yomtif ends on a Friday, meaning on a Thursday night. Yomtif ends Thursday night, which is really halachically Friday. So the only day that they would have to be Matire everything before Shabbos is on that Friday. So then, Lohayu Maviren, so then they did not bring everything into the mikvah on that Friday, Mipnei Kfaida Shabbos, because everyone was busy getting ready for Shabbos. There was no time to bring everything into the mikvah, all the kelim and the azara. So instead, they pushed off being Metayer the kelim until after Shabbos. Everyone had to get ready for Shabbos. So it comes out that on that Friday in the Beis HaMikdash and that Shabbos, they actually used Tameh kelim, which is a Pella, because even though the Regel is over, so now the Tahara of the Amud Aretz and the Regel is over, still the Shagas Aryeh and Turi Evan over here explains that the Heter that Chazal gave to the Tumah of an Amud Aretz during the Regel applied to these days as well, because since there was nothing to do about it, so therefore this is included in that Taharas HaRegel. It's included in the Taharas HaRegel of Amud Aretz is also these days when there was no chance to be Metayer everything after Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda said that af loy b'yom chamishi, that even if Yom Tov ends on a Thursday, on a Wednesday night, even still they did not tivel things before Shabbos. She'ena kehanim penuyin, and the reason for that is because even on that Thursday, on Matzah Yom Tov, the kehanim are busy. What does it mean that they don't have free time? She'ena kehanim penuyin, they're not available, they're busy. What are they busy with? So says the Gemara Tana, we learned in the Braisa, she'ena kehanim penuyin milohaitzi badesha. The reason why the kehanim are so busy on Matzah Yom Tov is because they have to take care and remove all the ashes from on top of the Mizbeach. The background to this idea is a Mishnah in Mesechus Tamid in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, where over there the Mishnah tells us that during the Regel there were a lot of karbanos that were brought, and as part of decorating the Beis HaMikdash, it was a hiddur mitzvah, it was decorating the Beis HaMikdash, so they actually left the ashes on the top of the Mizbeach. There was a place on the middle, on the top of the Mizbeach, where the ashes of the karbanos would collect. Normally they would take it off in the morning, they would do Chumas HaDeshen. However, during the Regel, they kept the ashes onto the Mizbeach, they kept it on the Mizbeach as a noy, as a way of decorating the Mizbeach, as a way of decorating the Beis HaMikdash. Now, after the Regel, there was a lot of work to do. There was a lot of ashes there. A lot of karbanos were brought during the Yom Tov. And therefore, there was a lot of Chumas HaDeshen to be done. So there was no time on the day after Yom Tov to be tivel everything. Now, Be'etzem, the way most Acharonim learned, the way it seems from Rashi, is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, this was true no matter which day of the week Yom Tov fell out on, Yom Tov ended on. If Yom Tov ended on a Monday, this would be true also. That on Tuesday, they weren't Metayer the Kalim. According to the Tanakhama, they were Matayr in Matzah Yom Tov. Only if Matzah Yom Tov was on Friday, so then they had to get ready for Shabbos, they weren't Matayr everything. But if Yom Tov ended on a Tuesday, So then they would be metayer everything right away on Matzah Yom Tov. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, no matter which day of the week Yom Tov ends on, Matzah Yom Tov, they actually used Tamei Kelim. There was no time to be tayvel everything because they were busy doing the Trumas Hadeshen. Lefi the Chachamim, I guess they divided and conquered. They had some people doing the Trumas Hadeshen, some people being metayer the Kelim. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it was too much work. They were busy with the Trumas Hadeshen, and therefore Matzah Yom Tov, they were never metayer the Kelim. That which the Rabbi Yehuda speaks out about on Yom Tov ending on the Thursday is because we're showing a big chiddush over here that even when Yom Tov ends on a Thursday, so it comes out they weren't mitar the kalim on Thursday. They also weren't mitar the kalim on Friday because people were busy getting ready for Shabbos, and it comes out they weren't mitar the kalim all the way until Sunday. Normally, it's not such a chiddush that they weren't Isaac and Tfilas Kalim on Matzah Yom Tov. So they pushed it off one extra day. But when Yom Tov ends on a Wednesday night, Thursday, so then there's a big chiddush. They're pushing off the tefillah many days. They were too busy. There was nothing to do about it because they had to get ready. They had to be Isaac with the Trumas Hadeshen. Now says the last mission of the Masechta, says the last Mishnah now, that Ketzan Mavirin al Taras Azara. So what was the setup? How were they Matire all the Kalim in the Azara? Matbilan Esa Kalim Shayi B'Mikdash. They would be Taival all the Kalim that were in the base of Mikdash. Pshuta Kimashmayu. They would take all the Kalim and they would be Taival them. V'aimrim Lahem. Now before Yom Tov was over, during the Yom Tov itself, Aimrim Lahem, in the base of Mikdash, they would warn them, we'll discuss in a moment who's them, but they would warn the Amei Aretz that he's Haru Shalai Tigu Bashulchan. That it's true we're going to be Matar all the Kalim, and so there's not much to worry about, but be careful not to touch the Shulchan. We'll see in the Gemara, the Shulchan had a problem. They weren't able to be Taivul the Shulchan, because by the Shulchan it says Tamid, it says V'nasata ala Shulchan Lechem Panim Lefanai Tamid. It says that the Lechem Apanim has to be on the Shulchan constantly. They're not allowed to remove, they're not allowed to move the Shulchan, and because they weren't allowed to move the Shulchan, they weren't able to be Taivul the Shulchan. So because of that, they had to warn the Amei Aretz during the Regel, be careful not to touch the Shulchan. Now the way Rashi learns is that they said this to Kehanim who are Amei Aretz, that's who they told to be careful not to touch the Shulchan, because the only ones who would possibly touch the Shulchan was located inside of the Heichal, the only ones who would possibly even get near the Shulchan is Kehanim. Only Kehanim are allowed to go into the Heichal. So Rashi learns, the Pashup Shad of the Mishnah, that they said this warning to Kehanim Amei Aretz. They said to them, be careful not to touch the Shulchan. However, the Meiri actually learns that they said this to every Am Aretz, not just Kehanim, even Zarim, even non-Kehanim, and the reason for that is because, as we'll see later in the Gemara says that during the Yom Tov time, they would actually take the Shulchan and show it to all of Klai Yisrael. They would show them the Shulchan. We'll see in the Gemara why. So since they would show everyone the Shulchan, it was taken out, at least the way the Meiri learns, is that it was taken out of the Heichal. It was taken out of the Heichal, and everyone was able to see it. Everyone could have potentially touched it. So therefore, they gave this warning to everybody, be careful not to touch the Shulchan. We'll discuss that more when we get to the Gemara. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, V'chola kelim sh'ayu b'mikdash, yesh lahem sh'niyim u'shlishim. All the different kelim that they had in the base of Mikdash, so they had backups to all of them, they had third backups, they had triples of each one, and the reason for that is sh'im nitmu harishayinim, this way ever, if there was a situation where one of the kelim became tamei, so yaviu sh'niyim tachtayin, so they would use the backup in their place, this way they didn't have to use the tamei kli. Now, kola kelim sh'ayu b'mikdash tu'un in tefillah. Now, all the kelim that they had in the base of mikdash, they require tefillah after the regel. Chutz mimizbeach hazav u'mizbeach hanechayishas. The only kelim in the base of mikdash that were not chayiv in tefillah, they weren't susceptible to tumah. Memela, they weren't chayiv in tefillah because they weren't. It's not possible for them to be mekabel tumah. Is the mizbeach hazav and the mizbeach hachayishas. The mizbeach hazav was the smaller mizbeach inside the heicha where they would bring the ketores, and the Mizbeach HaNechayishas was the copper Mizbeach, the regular larger Mizbeach that they had in the Azara, where they brought all the Karbanis. And the reason why these Mizbeachis were not Mekabel Tumah, and therefore they never required Tefillah, is Mipnei Shehein Kekarka, is because they have the status of the Karka, of the ground. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that's his explanation. The reason why these Mizbeachis are not Mekabel Tumah is because they're considered like the ground. Just like the ground is not Mekabel Tumah, so these Mizbeachis as well, we're not Mekabel Tumah. The Chachamim Aimrim Ibnei Sheim Etzupin. The Chachamim say that it's because they're covered in metal. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what that's referring to, that because they're covered in metal, so somehow that makes a nafkamina in this discussion. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. So now says the Gemara, the Tana, we learned in the Braisa, that when they gave this warning to the Ami Aretz during the Regal, not to touch, in our Mishnah we said not to touch the Shulchan, because the Shulchan, they weren't able to be taivel the Shulchan, so we learned in the Braisa, Tana, he's haru shaloi tigu b'shulchan uba minayra. The Braisa says that they didn't warn just about the Shulchan, they actually gave a warning, be careful not to touch the Shulchan, and also not to touch the minayra. Now says the Gemara, V'tana didan, my time alaitani minayra. Why is it that the Tan of our Mishnah, he only said this warning with regards to the Shulchan, and he didn't give this warning with regards to the minayra? So says the Gemara, because Shulchan ksiv beitamid. It's only about the Shulchan where the Pasuk says, Tamid, they weren't able to move the Shulchan because the Lechem Panim had to stay on there constantly, in that place. So that's why they couldn't be taivul the Shulchan, that's why they warned the Ami Aretz not to touch the Shulchan. But minayra, like Sibba Tamid. By the Menaira, it doesn't say Tamid that the Menaira has to stay in its place. They could always take the Menaira and be Taivalet. So that's why the Tan of our Mishnah didn't mention any sort of warning about the Menaira, because they could touch the Menaira technically, and then they would be Taival the Menaira. That's not a big deal. However, V'idach, the Tan of the Braisa says, and no, they issued this warning about the Menaira as well, because he held that Kevan Dechsiv, V'es HaMenaira Neicha HaShulchan, since the Pasuk describes the Menaira as being opposite the Shulchan, and we know by the Shulchan has to stay in its place, and the Menaira has to be opposite the Shulchan, so command chsiv batamid dami. So it's as if the Torah says about the Menaira as well, the Tamid, that it has to always be there, and they couldn't move the Menaira, and they couldn't be Taivalet. It's a Machlaikis, the Tan of our Mishnah, the Tan of the Braisa, whether they were allowed to move the Menaira. The Idach, the Tan of our Mishnah, says back to the Tan of the Braisa, the Pasuk says, that's a Menaira, Neichach HaShulchan. The Tan of our Mishnah will say back, that the Pasuk just coming to tell us where in the Beis HaMikdash the Menaira goes. The place of the Menaira is in the Heichal opposite the Shulchan. But not that its dinim have to be the same, and that's where the Tan of our Mishnah disagrees with the Tan of the Braisa. Now ask the Gemara, we had mentioned in the Mishnah that they had to be careful not to touch the Shulchan, they had to issue a warning not to touch the Shulchan, because otherwise they would have a problem being taivulet. Now ask the Gemara, v'tepikle, the kli'etz ha'asoy l'nachasu. Why is there a problem if an Amaretz touched the Shulchan? Sounds like the Shulchan has a possibility of becoming tameh. L'chayra, the Shulchan is made out of wood, it's a kli'etz, and it's ha'asoy l'nachasu, and it's meant to stay in its place. And the halacha is v'chol kli'etz ha'asoy l'nachas lo mitameh. That a kli eitz, a wooden kli, is halacha and hilchos tumah v'tahara, that any time you have a wooden kli that doesn't move from its place, so the halacha is loy mitame, it's not mekabel tumah. So the shulchan was not mekabel tumah, because it was a kli eitz, it was a wooden kli, and it couldn't be moved from its place, machmas the tzivoy, machmas the fact that the Torah says tamid, agav the orachayim HaKadosh, and Rishon Letzion over here, he points out, normally when we have the concept of a kli eitz, asal and nachas, we mean to describe a kli eitz that's very heavy. It's a kli eitz that's made to stay in its place because it's so heavy. Here you have an interesting phenomenon. It's a kli eitz, asur l'nachas. What makes it asur l'nachas? It's the tzivoy Hashem. That even though it's be'etzem, you couldn't move the shulchan, but machmas the tzivoy Hashem, that the pasuk says, tamid, that it has to remain in its place. So that makes it considered a kli eitz ha'asul l'nachas. But the point is that once it's a kli eitz ha'asul l'nachas, so then the halacha is that it's not mekabel tumah. So why did they have to warn the Ami Aretz not to touch it? Now, my taima, what's the makar for this? Why, how do we know that a kli eitz ha'asul l'nachas is not mekabel tumah? Because it says dum yedasak. It has to, dum yedasak be'inan. It has to be similar to a sack. The lashon of the pasuk is kli eitz, I beged ayar, I sack. So we have kli eitz and sack in the same pasuk. We darsh from there that the kli eitz has to be similar to a sack. Ma sack mitalto mali verekam. Just like a sack, it could be moved around whether it's empty or full. Its purpose is to move things around when it's full. So it's something that can be moved around both when it's empty and full. Afko mitalto mali verekam. So too a kli eitz is only mekabel tumah when it can be moved whether it's empty and it's full. So again, typically that's talking about a kli eitz that's very heavy. When you fill it up, let's say a huge kli, that that's filled with water, you can't move it when it's full. It's not mekavel toma because it's not metal toma levereikam. It's a special din by kli eitz, also kli ar. It has to be dumya de sak. It has to be similar to a sack. And that has to be metal to malivarekam. Other kalim, it doesn't matter how heavy it is. It doesn't matter if you can move it around, like metal kalim, it doesn't matter. But the kli eitz, it has to be that you can move it. So ask the Gemara, since the Shulchan, they weren't allowed to move it, because the Pasuk says Tamed, since the Torah says Tamed, they weren't allowed to move the Shulchan. So it's a kli eitz, ha'asa l'nachas. Once it's a kli eitz, ha'asa l'nachas, so it's not mekabel toma. So why did they have to give this warning to the Amei Aretz not to touch it? So says the Gemara, so afkol metal to malei v'reikam, and says the Gemara, hainami metal, so says the Gemara to answer that hainami metal to malei v'reikam hu. It's not true. You're assuming that the Shulchan is considered a kli eitz asu l'nachas because they weren't allowed to move it. But l'maisa, it's not completely true. They didn't move it. They weren't allowed to move it to be taivulet. But l'maisa, they did move it. They did move the Shulchan. Kedar Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish taught us, the Amar Reish Lakish said, my dechseh, what's the meaning of the pasuk ala shulchan hatahar? The Torah describes the shulchan as being tahar. The shulchan hatahar, the lashon of the pasuk is v'sam to'isam. You should put the lechem upon him. The shtayim arachay sheisha amareches ala shulchan hatahar lifnei Hashem. You should put it on the tahar shulchan. It's mechlal shu tameh. And from the fact that the Torah calls it a shulchan hatahar, that gives the mashmais that the shulchan is able to be tameh, and you should put it on the shulchan when it's tahar. Mashma, it's able to be tameh. And the question is, ask Reish Lakish, why is it able to become Tameh? But to create Asul and Nachasu, Mamish the Aragamar's Kasho, Reish Lakish had this Kasho on the Pasuk. The Pasuk describes the Shulchan as being a Shulchan Atar, Mashma, it's able to become Tameh. How is it able to become Tameh? It's a Kli'et Asul and Nachasu, it's a Kli'et that's not moved, Ve'ina Mekabel Toma, and if so, it should not be Mekabel Toma. Ella said, Reish Lakish, what you see from this Pasuk is Melami, the Pasuk is showing us that there was a time that they moved the Shulchan. When did they move the shulchan? Shemagbiyin oisai. On yomtif, on the yomtif, they would pick up the shulchan, umarin bailo aile regalim lechem upon him, and they would show it to the aile regalim, they would show all those visiting Yerushalayim, they would show them those visiting the Beis HaMikdash, they would show them the lechem upon him. Now why were they showing them the lechem upon him? Va'aymim lahem, they were saying to them, Ru'uchi baschem lefnei amakim, look how loved you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the nace that's happening over here. See, lukai kisidurai, the same way we take it off the shulchan is the way we put it on. Just like we put it on, it was very fresh. So too, when they would take off the lechem from the shulchan, even though it was a week later, it was still very fresh. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that Nes Gadol Nasa Belechem upon him. It was a tremendous Nes that happened with the Lechem upon him. Kesidurei Kachsi Lukai. The same way they put it on and it was fresh, it was the same way when they took it off. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lasum Lechem Chayim B'yoyim Hilakchay. That it was also Chayim, it was fresh, B'yoyim Hilakchay, even when they removed it. So therefore, says Reish Lakish, you see what the Pasuk is describing to us, the reason why the Shulchan is able to become Tameh. It's not considered a Kli Eitz Asal and Achas. They did move the Shulchan. When did they move the Shulchan? They moved it during the Yomtiv. They would pick up the Shulchan, they would show it to the Olei Regalim, they would show the Olei Regalim, look how fresh the bread still is. Now who were they showing the Shulchan to? So that takes us back to the Machlekes Rishayim we mentioned in the Mishnah. According to the Meiri, they took the Shulchan out of the Heichal. They took the Shulchan out of the Heichal and they showed it to everybody. Everyone who was Olei Regal, even Yisraelim, they were privy to see the Shulchan, to see the Lechem upon him, they showed it to everybody. Therefore, his Haru, they told everybody, be careful not to touch the Shulchan. However, the Rashi learns is that no, this warning was only said to the Kehanim. Taisus explains that Rashi understands that they didn't pick up the Shulchan and take it out of the Heichal. They didn't show it to everybody. They picked it up in the Heichal. In the Heichal itself, they picked it up and they showed it to the other Kehanim that were there. But they didn't actually take it out of the Heichal. Al Kapanim, the Shulchan was moved, and therefore it's not considered a Kli Eitz Asal Anachas. Now the question is why did we assume it was a Kli Eitz Asal Anachas? Because the Torah says Tamid. So the question is, if the Torah says Tamid, how were they allowed to pick it up? So the Aruch Chaim deals with this in Rishon Letzion. He gives a few terutzim. He says perhaps that the reason why they were able to pick it up is because it was just for a short time. They just picked it up to show everybody how fresh the bread was, how fresh the lechem upon him were. But it wasn't like they were bringing it to a mikvah and being taivul. That already would take a lot of time. Since this was very short, it wasn't a stira at the Tamid. Or it could be because they kept the bread, they kept the lechem upon him on the shulchan. The lashon of tamid is said about the lechem apanim. It says v'nasata al shulchan lechem apanim lufanai tamid. So according to this teretz, the Orchaim is learning that tamid is really just going on the lechem. So to bring it into the mikvah, that you can't do because you would have to take off the lechem. But to pick it up and to show it to everybody, that they were able to do. Again, al kapanim, what the Gemara is coming to say is that it's not a kli etza asul and achas, mamela was mekabel tumah, and mamela, that's why they had to tell everybody, or at least the kehanim, to be careful not to touch the shulchan.